Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Now at 1380 WPHM in Port Huron this coming weekend, Saturday, it's Hot Wheels weekend in Marysville Park. Tom Wopat. He was Luke Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard. He'll be here for that. He's on the line with us right now. Morning, Tom.
Hey, thank you for having me. Hot Wheels weekend. I mean, how could I miss something like that?
I still use that term today. You know, if I'm talking about doing something dangerous in the car, it's like, oh, yeah, I just did it Dukes of Hazzard style.
No. Every blue moon, when my wife is in the car, I'm saying, I'm sorry, baby, I got to make a little Dukes of Hazzard move.
There you go.
Throw a U-turn or a little inside out on somebody. Not dangerous, but just it's not something that an ordinary driver would do.
Did you get to do any of the stunt driving on that show?
Yeah, John and I both did. John, you know, prided himself a little more on it. I really didn't give a crap too much. I mean, I grew up on a dairy farm in Wisconsin, and I mean, you drive tractors around in the mud and pickup trucks around in the mud and the snow and all that stuff, and it's not really much, there's not a lot of novelty to it.
Yeah.
Going sideways or going backwards. So, I mean, I was very comfortable in the car, and I mean, John would do his stuff, and I'd hold my cup of coffee and make sure I didn't spill anything. And we had a lot of fun, that's for sure.
What was it about that show that was so much fun? Because I loved watching it, still love watching it today, and there's a whole new generation of fans coming up that are rediscovering it, aren't there?
You know, it's not ironic, but it's definitely coincidental. And it's like when I go and do things, I did a meet and greet in Pottsville, Pennsylvania last week, and up at a dirt track, and then, you know, there was a car show the next day. And I saw probably, I don't know, maybe close to 1,000 people altogether. And about a third of them were under 20 years old who never saw the original show or when it was originally aired. You know, they've seen DVDs and they've seen reruns. And now we have kids that have never seen anything but the DVDs. But it just goes on. It's iconic.
Did you know when you were putting that show together that it was going to have that kind of legs, that people would love it as much as they did? When did you realize that you had something special going on there?
I think about 15 years ago. I think that's when I realized. I thought, oh, okay, so this is a whole different venue. This is a whole different thing, and this is a whole different experience because these people have embraced it and made it their own.
Yeah.
And I tell you, you know, one of the things I do is Ben Jones, who played Cooter on the show, has three stores called Cooter's Place. There's one in Virginia, there's one in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and there's one in Nashville, Tennessee. And I go to each of them twice a year. And it's the fans who really keep the show alive. I mean, to me, you know, I've been there and I've done that.
Right, of course.
It's not a big deal to me anymore. But to service the fans, to let them know that I care about their devotion to the show itself, I mean, it does something for me, and it's also, you know, really validating that, you know, we did something that was special. We had no idea. I mean, we were just working on something that, I mean, me and John and Kathy had really very, very little experience at all in television. And we stumbled into something that was like, to me, it's like Andy Griffith's show.
Yeah.
Where with Andy, Aunt Bee, Opie, and Barney Fife, those guys, I don't care what the script is. If you have those four people in the script, it's going to be good.
Exactly.
And that's kind of what our show turned out to be, you know, of course, with the General Lee as another character.
You know, you're right. The car really was a character in that show, wasn't it?
You bet. You bet. It wasn't quite as bad, I mean, in a general sense, as Kit talking.
Right.
The car didn't talk to us, at least. But, no, it was definitely, it's amazing. And like this show I just did in Pennsylvania, the guy who hired me has a General Lee. And he's got it all painted up, and he takes it to events, and people love it. The kids love it. You know, it was a beautiful car. And speaking as a director, I can say that it photographed extremely well.
Yeah.
It was a really nice confluence of different aspects of show business that came together and made it something special, something iconic.
Yeah. And every, you know, every episode about midway through, you'd find yourself in some kind of peril where the General Lee is, you know, about to go up in flames or something, and it stops in midair.
Of course. Or we're going to lose the farm.
Right. How are the Duke boys going to get out of this one? And then you got to wait and come back.
Oh, I don't know. That's what you need, General. That's what you need Waylon Jennings for.
Yeah, oh, he was so good in that. What a great show. We're so excited that you're coming to Marysville Hot Wheels weekend. You're going to meet a lot of your fans here and connect with them. What's life like for Tom Wopat these days?
Well, I do a certain number of these things, which are kind of specific weekend things that are aimed towards a certain deal, like Hot Wheels. And then I do, like I said, I do a half a dozen of the Cooters things, where I just appear and I bring my 8x10s and CDs and DVDs and just kind of schmooze the crowd. And, you know, they're happy with it. And sometimes I get a chance to sing for a half an hour, 45 minutes. And then I also do concerts. And I've been making records. I made a record last year that's called Simple Man that I think is one of the better records I've made. It's not anything that would make you forget James Taylor, but it has a certain sincerity and a quality of product that makes it, I think, worthwhile putting out. And we've sold a great number of them. Also, in the last 6-7 years, I've been doing shows for the INSP network, where I play a sheriff named Alden. Hmm. Alden Rockwell. And he's a little bit of a rogue. We did a triumvirate of movies, and it's called County Line, County Line All In, and County Line No Fear. And those last two just came out last year. So stuff is kind of current.
Yeah.
Those two movies are kind of current. The newest record is kind of current. I'm actually working on an archival piece where I found some demos of some songs I did back in the 80s with a couple of guitar players. And they're really good.
Cool.
So we're going to take 8 of them and we're going to put them into a little, you know, an EP kind of situation and put the lyrics with them so that people can understand what I'm talking about. But they're good songs. I just worked on it last night.
What fun.
And so that should be out by Christmas.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, Tom, you're a busy guy. We know that. It sounds like things are going well. We're really excited again to see you here in Marysville this weekend. We appreciate you giving a few minutes of your time to us today.
Hey, please, everybody come out and say hi. I mean, I know I'm old and gray now, but I still have moments of beauty and clarity. So.
As we all try to. Tom Wopat, a real pleasure. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Paul.
All
right. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. There you go. Luke Duke, Tom Wopat. He'll be signing autographs Saturday afternoon at Marysville Hot Wheels Weekend in the Marysville Park.